Yay! I'm so excited to have Kirk here. Kirk, how are you?
Doing very well.
Oh my
So,
God.
always a pleasure to see you. So,
Oh my goodness, it's been too long.
way too long. So, I know this is, you just had mentioned about, Mental Health Awareness Month and how, you practice it every day, all the time. And I just want to mention, I appreciate that because a lot of times people talk about mental health, but they don't necessarily, do it as often as I might like. It's not that people have to constantly talk about it, but it should be addressed on a daily basis, not one month of the year. I like what you said, and I appreciate that.
So, I mean, we just wanted to jump on, and I just wanted to ask you, for you just kind of gave it away. The concept of Mental Health Awareness Month is, for me, every moment to moment. What does it mean to you? When mental health awareness comes up, what is just the top thing that comes to mind for you? And then I'll.
I think awareness, for me, one of the things that I want people to be more aware of is how real the actual struggle is for a lot of people. So I think one of my biggest frustrations is still seeing people, take something like ADHD or anxiety and make it less than what it really is for the individuals. A lot of people see the words or the mental health and like depression. There was one guest on the Joe Rogan show, seems like a lovely lady. A lot of the message was good, but a lot of it was missing some of the more important stuff, like that we've talked about with depression, where somebody says, she's pretty much saying you don't want to ruminate all the time. And so rumination is one of the major problems of depression, which I actually agree with on some parts, but I didn't agree with her take that you just have to get up and go do something, go move, go to work. It's when you have real depression, the brain just shuts down. It's not easy to get up out of bed if you're really clinically depressed. And so there's still a disconnect. So for me, the awareness is getting more to the truth of what everybody is actually going through so that not only family members and loved ones can understand, but the individual themselves doesn't feel lost or, I guess, berated because different. So the awareness to me isn't enough. I think it needs to have not only awareness but also understanding. And so the education that comes along with the awareness is so vital. So people get what it really is like to live with anxiety, depression, OCD, some of these acronyms we use all the time. They are, key words that you and I have spoken about before. We need those words for Western medicine, for codes. But there's so much more to the individuals that are struggling through this stuff than just the illness itself. I don't like the word illness, right? But maybe a struggle to fit in with the neurotypical world. So when you're different, everybody is different to different degrees. For me, I think the biggest part of my mental health awareness was actually realizing that I am valuable and I have something to give, even if I had all the struggles. And I wish I would know that earlier. So if somebody's out there and they're struggling with some mental health, don't give up on yourself. Believe in your worth. I think that's the most important thing to be aware of. Everybody has a lot of value and they all have a lot of depth of character. We just get kind of lost sometimes in that struggle. So that would be the most important thing to be aware of is everybody can come through on the other end and they can improve. You can make your life better. You just can't give up.
That's fantastic.
What about for you?
I'm just going to take a less is more approach because I think awareness, and I feel every sentient being, if you have a feeling state from a very young age, I always talk about awareness, self-love, and then altruism. When we think about what's mental health, we're in the moment. It's our feeling states. We all have different feeling states. So to me, the biggest thing I would want people to do is practice their own compassionate non-judgment of their feeling state. I'm going to say that two more times.
I
Compassionate
like that.
non-judgment of their feeling state. Compassionate non-judgment of their feeling state. And also remember when we're on social media, we're just getting a clip of a podcast or a news flash. It's not the whole story. So I think one of the toughest things these days is we all have such short attention spans. So for me, our own unique beingness, our own unique sensory perception, And then remember that everyone's feeling states, every word, thought, and action carries a vibrational frequency. So someone's perception of a feeling state might hit them harder than someone else. So we all have different levels of function on a day on planet Earth. And we were going to do a super short reel. So I just want to say, I think that for me, it's being in the moment of now, observing your own feeling state. Observing your own feeling state, and then figure out how can you take action and go compare yourself to yourself. Because I think a lot of times we waste a lot of time looking at how many influencers, how many likes. Oh, they're doing great with their depression or OCD. Most people have had some sort of trauma on Earth. It's the truth. And to not take away anyone's own perception, just let someone have their feeling state and then have them figure out how to access their best day with whatever tools in the toolbox work for them. And it's so much more than that, but I think that's my short answer.
I love that. I want to reiterate what you just said, you know, not comparing yourself to others is so vital. And I do see that quite often where the little ones that I work with will compare themselves to other people, whether that's classmates, whether that's somebody that has the same skill. It never does well to compare to others. Like you said, compare to yourself.
It's so tricky though, because the world's set up for who gets first place, who's in this class. Like even in the work that you're in, people are oftentimes are vying for the first chair position or first. So we are in a society that does have measures of success. But when you talk about your own personal mindset, mindscape, well-being, if you are going to look at what other people are doing, use it to actually reach your own best self and go within. So there's nothing wrong with comparison. There's nothing wrong with competition, but use the energy to rocket fuel yourself and learn how to use your own feeling states as energy. My understanding is that the energy of an anxiety feeling state is very similar to excitement. So if you have really severe generalized anxiety or OCD, of course, work with a professional. This is not a one-size-fits-all answer in this short clip. But take your feeling state, your unique sadness, happiness, competitiveness, worriness, know yourself so well, and learn how to use that energy through your own toolbox, your own nutrition, fitness, altruism, how much screen time, and then alchemize it to your best day. Because you can have a decent day even in the scope of having a sad day. So it's so much more complex than what we can ever talk about in a little short clip. But I just feel like you are such a champion. And I thought we should I don't think it needs to be much longer than this. I feel like can you let everyone know like what you're up to with all your books and your podcast and everything?
I'll just start writing my third book for the fantasy series to finish that off. And, you know, I have my memoir, the newer edition was finalist for the top memoir written. I was in 2020, 21, and 22. And right now, really what I'm doing is transitioning over to educational consulting. And I'm working with a new company called Conscious Self-Care. And I really like them. So I'll be having a channel on that station pretty soon, which is pretty exciting. I like the company quite a bit as well. So their mission is based around a whole body, mind, spiritual approach towards mental health, which is kind of my forte. I love that. So that's what I'm doing right now. And then, of course, I have huge goals for the future that I'll kind of let people know about as I kind of start rolling them out. So I have a lot of moving parts at the moment, which is fun. And I do want to thank for bringing up these questions. It's really important to talk about mental health and mental wellness. And again, I just want everybody to know, if you're out there and you have struggled, I promise I am living proof. You can face a lot of struggles and you can come out on top. You just have to keep going at it. Don't give up on yourself. Believe in what you can do.
Great. Thank you, Kirk.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.